From visual programming to a smart and annoying little company. Every web browser should come with a visual programming language that allows browser automation. At 5 a.m., your browser would trigger a series of workflows that would visit your favorite websites, browse them a little bit, and extract whatever information you are interested in, converting each article, post, or comment into a perfectly uniform little data object. These objects would be stored in the browser's local database, and they can be made permanent, creating an archive, or expire just as posts expire, or even transported, using the visual programming language, to some other location. A visual programming language is just boxes that have input and output ports, and you just connect the ports across various boxes. There are some special boxes or nodes. I think they're special because they're good for understanding how these systems work. Today's news would be one such special box. This represents a source of data, a source of uniform objects that represent news articles. Another special node is homepage or dashboard. Unlike the news node, this is an output node, a destination node where data flows to. So you have a source node that represents information and a destination node that represents displaying it on your screen. Then you have nodes that go into the middle, things that filter based on topics or keywords, if statements that branch out based on some condition, and things like thermostat control. Oh yes. Here, you can grab the weather from the internet and adjust your home's thermostat temperature so that when you wake up, you will feel warm and cozy. Because this is a programming language, it can do anything and everything. Really, anything you can think of. It is like a blank canvas where you drag and drop nodes together to form your programs. If you make a reusable program, then you can group all the nodes you connected together into a single new node. And here you will be able to use and reuse it as needed throughout your other programs. Normally, when such a thing is put on a server, it costs money. But when installed in a browser as a plugin, it costs nothing. There is no need for a server because the user provides their own computer. And because this is an automation tool for all of the internet that isn't aimed at any service in particular, users are probably allowed to scrape websites, so as long as it is for personal use. And anyhow, no internet server could distinguish between automation and the user. There is no way to tell if the user is scrolling and clicking the next page, or if it's a scheduled task. Creating a visual programming language that can run inside a web browser plugin is shockingly easy. And both a fantastic reason to learn JavaScript programming and a way to teach programming to users who think more visually. If you were to program and sell such a browser plugin, a small and useful company would emerge. Z Such a tool would be extremely useful, as it cuts down on bloated distractions, all the clutter, and sluggish websites. If you created matching server software, the same language user interface could automate the home. And one of the fundamental features of such programming tools is total cross-connectivity. Here, the web browser plugin could easily forward data to a server on the user's local network. Perfect cross-connectivity. Finally, the nicest example of a friendly visual programming language is Node-RED. It's open source and free. And the gnarliest? Blender's geometry nodes. They are extremely powerful and create beautiful things. Despite not being popular today, visual programming languages will absolutely become a big deal soon enough. They become more and more important the more and more the internet is cluttered. Visual programming languages have no limits. They can help your future customers do anything and everything.